9:40 on this Tuesday morning, Port Huron Area School District Board of Education met last night. No short meetings for this group these days. Lots of big decisions to be made, lots of discussion, lots of community input as well. Joining us right now, the superintendent of the Port Huron Area School District, Jamie Kane. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Another long meeting last night. Tell us where we stand with the start of school. How's this all going to work out next week?
Yeah, so ultimately where we are after many hours of listening and discussion and debate amongst the school board is the Port Huron Schools will start school August 31st with a hybrid model for our students. We also have a 100% virtual option for families that are not comfortable having their students come back into the buildings face-to-face. The board held steady on that. We have a 4-3 vote, I think, as you know, with our board in favor of this model. And even after many hours of commentary, our board is held firm with that recommendation. And so the administration has been working tirelessly with all of our staff to be ready for day one next Monday in a hybrid model.
So what exactly does that mean? What does hybrid mean? Explain how that's going to work.
Sure. So really what that means is for the students, they will come to school face-to-face one day, and the next day they will be learning from home. So it's really a way to reduce the number of students in any given building at a time. Ultimately, that will allow us to have 6 feet of social distancing in all of our buildings, and really it's reducing class size in most cases around 50%. That's, you know, in some situations it's not always that exact number, but ultimately it's reducing the number of our students that are in our buildings on a daily basis by about half. Allows us to go ahead and implement the 6 feet of social distancing that we would not be able to do if we came back in a traditional face-to-face model with all of our students, you know, coming into the buildings every day. And so, you know, if you and I are both students, Paul, and, you know, based on where our alphabetically ordered are, you know, I might be going to school on a Monday face-to-face. You might go on a Tuesday. I would go back then on a Wednesday. And Friday in that given week. And then the following week, you would have 3 days of in-person, face-to-face instruction with 2 days of virtual learning. And that all will be done in the hybrid model with our Port Huron Area School District teachers providing all the instruction and all the support.
And I want to clarify, Port Huron teachers will be providing all of the in-class and online support for the hybrid model, correct?
For the hybrid model, absolutely. It's all of our Port Huron Area School District teachers. When we look at the 100% virtual option, at the elementary level, it is all Port Huron Area School District teachers providing the virtual learning. They're using a platform called Edgenuity. And so really it's curriculum that is going to allow those teachers, our teachers in the Port Huron Schools at the elementary level, to provide that digital learning experience. It would typically be, you know, if a student was assigned to go into a second grade teacher's classroom in a normal environment, it doesn't necessarily mean they would automatically have that teacher. We've had to designate teachers in the district to be full-time virtual educators. And so those virtual teaching positions, which again are the Port Huron Area School District positions at the elementary level, we'll be providing the instruction to elementary students that have opted for the virtual piece, and that number is over 900 at this point. Over 900 elementary students will be learning in 100% virtual capacity with the Port Huron Schools teachers.
Who's going to be teaching online for those that do the 100% virtual in middle school and high school?
Yep, so at the middle school and the high school, as is the case with many school districts around the state, there just wasn't time for us to prepare and build opportunities for our staff to do the 100% virtual. So they will be provided instruction by highly qualified teachers using the Edgenuity platform. And that is just a third-party platform that the district is paying. And our teachers will be mentoring those students. So, you know, again, in that situation, a student will be assigned to a highly qualified teacher online. They'll have the support of a Port Huron Schools teacher who will be in a mentor capacity, but not in a direct instruction capacity.
And obviously, students won't be able to switch back and forth, you know, every other week. Oh, this week we want to do hybrid. Next week we want to do 100% online. But will there be some flexibility for, you know, perhaps a student that wants to switch at some point?
So we are offering flexibility. Students that are choosing the 100% virtual option really have a two-week trial run. They have 2 weeks, parents do, to determine if that is a good fit for their student. And then beyond the two-week commitment, if they choose to stay with it, is a semester-long expectation. It's a semester-long cost for the school district. So our students that are choosing that 100% virtual option have a two-week opt-out, and then they would be locked in for the semester if they chose not to opt out at all.
What are some of the things you're going to be watching as the school year goes on, you know, once we get, you know, weeks and months into the school year in terms of keeping things status quo or determining whether you may need to quarantine some students or staff or close buildings entirely? What are the things that you're going to be wanting to pay close attention to along the way?
Sure. I think we need to be paying close attention, first and foremost, to our staffing availability. Right now, we're working tirelessly to fill vacancies, but we do have a number of teacher vacancies still to be filled. As of yesterday, we had 19 teaching vacancies still to fill, and we had over 30 part-time custodial positions to fill in the district. And our teams worked hard to reduce that number. We were at over 50 teaching positions to fill within the last 2 weeks. We were over 43 custodial positions to fill. We've reduced that number down to anywhere from 30 to 33 pending some interview results. But staffing is certainly a critical concern for us right now to be able to provide the safe environment to be back into a face-to-face environment. And then certainly to make sure all of our students are getting instruction. And substitute teachers right now are very difficult to find and secure. There's been a sub shortage in the state of Michigan for quite some time, and that likely is not going to change during a pandemic. It's actually probably going to be more severe. So that'll be one of our big challenges, is just from a staffing perspective. The other thing will be, obviously, once we get back into classrooms, when we have situations where, you know, COVID-19 is there, that we have either staff or students that are infected with it or suspicion of infection, we'll be having to work daily to determine if we can keep buildings open, classrooms open. And we face a very likelihood that at some point over the course of the year, we will have to shift grade levels, potentially maybe buildings, and potentially entire student body from a face-to-face to a virtual, and then we could go back again. So it's going to really be a continuous monitoring of staffing, of health needs and concerns with our students and staff. And ultimately, you know, those decisions will have to drive what our school experience looks like in this very uncertain upcoming school year.
Less than a week until the start of the school year. Jamie, do you have the schedule in place where students know where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there on day one?
We do. Our team has that ready to go. And again, you know, our board said, hey, we, you know, after lots of debate and discussion, this is the model we want to go with. So our people have that ready. We are anticipating sending out a significant volume of detailed communication to our families later today. You know, our families know of what the models look like, but the specifics are coming. They know what days they're attending already. So, for example, again, they will know, you know, what their face-to-face days are, what classes they're having face-to-face on each of those respective days. And again, we're following that up today with some significant communication, because it's a whole new way of learning, and we really need to make sure we're giving our families as much information as possible, and then certainly being available to troubleshoot and work with them, you know, as they prepare for that new reality.
This has not been an easy summer, certainly for you or the school board or teachers or students or parents preparing for the upcoming school year. What advice do you have for everybody as we count down the last few days before the start of the school year?
Yeah, you know, normally I would tell you advice is get back into those routines of, you know, of sleeping well and adjusting to, you know, that normal school routine. But I think really the best advice that we all can take, and it's hard for all of us at times, including me, is keep it a positive attitude and being flexible. I think you know, trying to find the positives in all of this and staying flexible is paramount. I think we all have frustrations at times. We certainly all are going to have our frustrations because everyone's balancing their professional responsibilities with their personal responsibilities, and everyone wants to make sure that our kids have the best experience possible. And we know we don't have a perfect model this year, and we have to work really hard to make sure we're meeting the needs of all of our kids. And, you know, trying to stay open-minded, working with people and being flexible is probably the best advice I can give for all of us right now.
Yeah, flexibility is something we're all having learned to deal with for sure. Jamie, appreciate the information. Thanks so much for the update.
Always a pleasure, Paul. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.